The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Portions of this show may contain pre-recorded information.
Don't touch that dial. It's the Morning Answer with Joey Hudson.
South Carolina Republican Party Chairman Drew McKissick.
Good morning, Joey.
From the 5th District, Congressman Ralph Norman.
Good morning. Glad to be here.
Lieutenant Governor Pamela Abbott. Welcome in.
Hi, Joey.
Get caught up on what happened while you were sleeping with breaking news, weather, and traffic. Welcome to the Morning Answer with Joey Hudson. Live from the Viper Electric Morning Answer Studios on 94.5 The Answer.
Again, I want to echo what Chief has said in reference to the great support and the great teamwork that has been taking place here, and as well as sending our heartfelt prayers to the families, to this community of these victims. Now, I know there'll be people who want to criticize us for prayers, but that's the way we do that in the South, right? We believe in prayer, and we believe in the power of prayer, and so our prayers go out to these families.
That was Tennessee Bureau of Investigation Director David Ross asking for prayers for the families of the victims who were gunned down at this Nashville Christian school yesterday. The director, as you heard, acknowledged that he would probably be criticized for asking for prayers, but explained that's how we do things in the South. We pray for one another. We ask for prayers of one another. You know, it's often after events like this when you hear people say, you'll be in my thoughts and prayers, that the left attack you for offering prayers, saying we don't want your thoughts and prayers. We want our family back, and I understand that. But prayer is always a good thing. Yesterday's shooting at this Tennessee private Christian grade school left three students. Three students at this school did not return home last night. Three adults also dead, including the head of the school, along with the shooter. Nashville police say officers engaged with and killed the shooter, identified as a 28-year-old female carrying two rifles and a handgun. She was later identified as a former student of the school. Investigators are investigating a home that appears to be hers. Nashville Police Chief John Drake said that the young lady had apparently prepared for the shooting. He said, quote, we have also determined that there were maps drawn of the school detailing of the surveillance entry points. At one point, he confirmed she was a student at the school, so she was familiar with the layout. She is seen on a video, and video was released last night of her driving up to the school in her SUV. And then getting into the school, she evidently shot her way into the school. She shot the lock of a door, was able to enter the school, and then go up to the second floor where she began shooting. The victims were identified as Evelyn Dykehouse, Hallie Scruggs, and William Kenny, all age 9 years old. Cynthia Peak, 61, Catherine Kuntz, 60, and 61-year-old Mike Hill. Ms. Kuntz was the head of the school at Covenant Christian School. It's a private Christian school for students up to sixth grade, according to its website. Reverend Mark Spaulding of the Diocese of Nashville said in a statement, "My heart breaks with news of the school shooting at the Covenant School this morning. Let us pray for the victims, their families, and Covenant Presbyterian community." Nashville Mayor John Cooper also released a statement regarding the attack, saying, "In a tragic morning, Nashville joined the dreaded long list of communities to experience a school shooting. My heart goes out to the families of the victims. Our entire city stands with you. As facts continue to emerge, I thank our first responders and medical professionals." Others like U.S. Senators Marsha Blackburn, Bill Hagerty from Tennessee, all expressing their grief for the loss of life. The Covenant School is a private Presbyterian school. It was founded in 2001, located in Nashville's Green Hills neighborhood, southwest of Nashville. It's in a very nice upper income area of the town. According to their website, they have 33 teachers with an 8-to-1 student teacher ratio. Students attend a daily chapel event. They take courses like art, Bible, library, music, STEM classes. They do a course called Explore. It had a very good reputation. Tuition ranged from $7,000 to $16,000. About a quarter of the students, we're told, receive financial aid as needed. Last year, they kind of made the news when Carrie Underwood surprised the students in third and fourth grade by showing up at the school's at an event of the school. It's very well known in the Nashville area. So who is this shooter? Who is this person who walked in and changed the lives of six families yesterday forever? Again, 28 years old female. We learned later yesterday afternoon that she is a transgender, or identifies as transgender. And as I mentioned, a former student of this private Christian school. No motive has been released or discussed. The police chief, John Drake, identified the shooter as a woman who used he, him pronouns, according to a LinkedIn profile that was found about her. The interesting thing and the good thing about this is, according to the video footage, if there is any good thing about this horrible incident, she arrived at the school and went to this locked door. Around 10:13 was when she was seen on video approaching the door. Again, she shot through the door's lock to gain entry. Two Nashville police officers entered the school, went to the sound of gunfire. They could hear gunfire on the second floor, where they ran to the second floor and was able to fatally shoot this young woman at 10:27. So basically 14 minutes passed. And a special thanks to these brave officers who ran towards the gunfire. They ran towards the danger and took this young lady out before she possibly could have had more victims herself. Unlike some of the previous school shootings where officers did not enter the building. So kudos to these two officers, these two Nashville police officers, for doing their job. And I'm sure that that had to be a pretty scary thing. going into an area where you're not quite sure what you're going to find, but you do know that there's gunfire. You do know that whoever's there is armed. According to officials, they were able to they found this SUV, which gave them clues of who the shooter was. They were able to find the shooter's home, which was, according to officials, was just about 3 miles from the school. There they found a manifesto and other writings that they're looking into. It appears that, again, that she had drawings of the school and had a pretty much a plan laid out of how she was going to enter the building and where she was going to go. The video of the school that was released yesterday show her just very nonchalantly walking down the hall with this rifle over her shoulder. 877-235-9405. Your call, your opinion, your insight on this Tuesday morning. A sad morning. Because this didn't have to happen. And I'm sure as time passes, we'll learn more about this young lady who was very troubled, obviously. And what her problem with this Christian school was. I kind of got an idea. I have my theories. Of course, President Joe Biden took the opportunity to again call on a ban and more restrictions on guns. We'll get into that up next. It's 6:16 on this Tuesday. Edition of the Morning Answer.
You call me strong, you call me weak, but still your secrets out. It's the Morning Answer, a 94.5 The Answer.
Have you always wanted to go to Israel? To walk where Jesus walked? Well, you have that opportunity this fall with our Stand With Israel tour. It's October the 25th through November the 3rd. You'll be able to enjoy some lively discussions on historic and current events with Dennis Prager and Mike Gallagher. This is a once-in-a-lifetime experience. We'll be visiting over 40 iconic sites, places that you've read about, you've heard about, you've probably studied about in Sunday school and your Bible studies. Now you're going to be able to see them firsthand, like the Jezreel Valley, the Sea of Galilee. You could be baptized in the River Jordan. You'll walk the streets of Jerusalem and have a chance to see the Dead Sea and so much more. I'd love for you to join us in October for our Stand With Israel tour. You can call 855-565-5519 or just visit online standwithisraeltour.com and get all the details of this wonderful trip. I really want us to have a great group of people from the 94.5 WGTK listening area. I want you to join us. If this is something that you've always wanted to do, I've made it real simple for you too. You can just text the keyword holy to 877-235-9405, our Big Rock text line. Just text holy to our text line. I'll send you a link with all the information. I'll include my email address as well. You're welcome to email me if you'd like to talk about it. I'd be happy to call you and give you some more of the details. Text the keyword holy to 877-235-9405 at 6:19.
Dennis Prager sees nothing but deceit.
The videos that they hid, the lying, deceptive, deceitful Democratic Party. Did I say that the Democratic Party was lying, deceptive, and deceitful? That is its nature. It's not because I differ with their policies. It's because they lie and deceive and suppress That's why.
For the right answer from Dennis Prager, tune in every weekday at 1 on 94.5 The Answer.
A wise old soul said, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. If this sounds like you, come visit Custom Med Compounding Pharmacy with the upstate's largest and most extensive line of supplements, including Designs for Health, Metagenics, Zymogen, and many others. Visit us at CustomMedPharmacy.com or on the Powdersville Road in Easley, or give us a call at 864-855-2323.
Is your car still under warranty?
No, not anymore.
My mechanic just suggested an extended service plan from Ox Car Care.
Ox Car Care?
Yeah, Ox will cover repair bills if anything happens to the car. New brakes, transmission, AC, or engine problems. Plus, Ox Car Care offers free oil changes, tire rotation, and roadside assistance.
Wait, you pay nothing on repairs? Ox gets it fixed? Free oil changes, free tire rotation, and free roadside assistance?
Yeah, you don't pay. Ox pays. Ox even has a 30-day money-back guarantee and is A-plus rated on the BBB. They handle their claims from start to finish, unlike those other warranty companies.
The last thing I need is an unexpected car repair bill. I'm calling Ox Car Care now.
Call Ox Car Care for your free quote, 800-294-7524. Ask about senior and military discounts. Don't get stuck with a major car repair bill. Call Ox today, 800-294-7524, or log on to oxcarcare.com. Ox Car Care, 800-294-7524.
I was leaving my office last night as the cleaning company was arriving. Now, I didn't recognize anyone, and I began to think, who are these people? Different faces each month, and who's monitoring their movements and actions? More importantly, is my company liable if they get hurt? Who am I placing my trust in?
Talk to Jana King, the King of Clean. They've done the background work, and their staff have completed extensive training backed by the best insurance in the business. Let Jana King answer your questions.
Call locally the King of Clean at 213-9544. That's 213-9544.
Been thinking about natural biologic therapies to treat your chronic joint pain? Meet Tyler Vail, co-founder of QC Kinetics.
To me, it is such an easy decision. If you are truly looking to avoid surgery and not treat yourself with band-aids like steroids and pain meds, then really there is no other option, and that's what I love so much about what I get to do.
QC Kinetics offers a variety of restorative natural options to rejuvenate the tissue in your joints and give you your life back.
When they come back a few months later, and it's so affirming to see their quality of life change in such a positive way.
Are you tired of the joint pain that keeps you from living your best life? Call QC Kinetics to learn more about these exciting restorative and regenerative options.
And you've been looking for an answer, something to avoid surgery. I'm just giving you the answer you've been looking for. QC Kinetics. Kinetics is energy in motion. We want to keep you in motion.
Get your free consultation today with QC Kinetics.
Call QC Kinetics, 864-448-3772. That's 864-448-3772. 864-448-3772.
Welcome back to The Morning Answer. Want to talk to Joey? Give us a call on the PhD Weight Loss and Nutrition call line. 877-235-9405.
PhD Weight Loss and Nutrition, the official partner of the Clemson Tigers.
Now, here's Joey Hudson on 94.5 The Answer.
+6.24 on this Tuesday morning, 50 degrees at the GSP International Airport, 54 in Spartanburg, 52 in Anderson, 51 in Clemson, 49 in Hendersonville, 49 pretty much across western North Carolina, Forest City, Rutherfordton, Brevard, and 49 in Clayton, Georgia as well. Glad to have you in on this Tuesday. Portions of this morning show brought to you by the Bank of Travelers Rest. There's no bank I trust more than the Bank of Travelers Rest. For over 37 years, I've used the bank because they offer all the benefits of banking with the big guys, yet they provide that unparalleled customer service that only comes from community banking. Learn more about my bank at bankoftraversrest.com. Bank of Travelers Rest, member FDIC. Let's go to the phones. Terry is traveling. Good morning, Terry. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. Enjoying this beautiful area. I'm not from here. Absolutely love it.
Passing through, huh?
Yep. I am an over-the-road truck driver.
Yes. Well, welcome to our area and be safe.
Thank you. I kind of wanted to comment, and I apologize for bothering you guys, but there First of all, in the trucking community, there is a large Christian trucking community here, and you know, prayers, obviously, that's all that's being talked about is prayers going out to the ones affected.
Sure.
But you had wondered, like, a motive. Not that any motive is going to be good enough. It just, there isn't. But as far as her being transgender, and I grew up in a Christian private school as well in northern Minnesota, and, you know, transgender was not accepted. It just would never have been. And I have to wonder if that is part of the resentment maybe she felt towards school and the training and the teachers and the educators. I have a person that I know who was transgender, male to female, and found the Lord and decide, you know, the church that he chose would not accept him unless he went back to being a man.
Yeah.
And he did, but he ended up being so resentful that he, you know, and it just makes me wonder if that's really what was happening with her.
Yeah.
And I didn't catch whether she was transgender, male to female, female to male, and not that it matters. But I know growing up and going to school, and I'm old, so I mean, I graduated in 87, but even now I know that the school that I attended would not have been okay with that.
Right. Yeah. I kind of had the same suspicions when I learned about this too, Terry. This young lady, and she is a biological female who identifies as a male, but yes, she is a biological female, and I kind of wondered the same thing, if her resentment was because of, you know, how she felt towards the teachings of the church and the school.
Absolutely.
And we may never know for sure, but evidently, according to authorities, she left notes and plans, and she had drawn a map of the interior of the school. So maybe not that it's going to change anything, but maybe we'll find more details of what she was going through that could possibly prevent something like this from happening in the future. Who knows?
Right. Any reason is never going to be a good enough reason for what was done. But it makes me, I'm not going to lie, that the whole map thing, she attended school there. Why did she need a map? Was there somebody else maybe involved in the planning of this?
Yeah.
If she had a map, why was she, you know, who was she drawing a map for?
Yeah.
She knew school. She attended. I wouldn't, if I went back, like I'm like, I'm old. I'd go back and tell you every doorway of the school I attended, you know, which is a map. No reason is going to be acceptable or is going to make anybody feel at peace with what happened. It's a common sense answer, so to speak.
Yeah.
You know, the resentment she must have felt has got to be playing a part in this.
Yeah. It's a sad situation all the way around. Hey Terry, appreciate your phone call. You be safe out there, and check in with us the next time you're coming through our area. Have a blessed day. I'm getting other comments on the Big Rock text line. Very similar. Tim in Anderson says this is a hate crime. She's trans, is a Christian school, and she went there plain as day. You won't hear that from the media, though. I suspect that is the case. I also received a text message from a friend, and this was a post. Says, friends, please cover the Scruggs family in your prayers. Chad Scruggs is the pastor at Covenant Presbyterian Church in Nashville, and his 9-year-old daughter, Hallie, was a victim in this senseless shooting. So according to this, and this was from a work colleague who posted this, according to this, the pastor of the Presbyterian Church who ran this school, his daughter was one of the victims. 877-235-9405. One line open for you. Of course, Joe Biden has gone back to his usual gun control stance. We'll get into those details up next. It's 6:30 on The Morning Answer.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.